everyone, and thanks for joining us today. My name is Steve Johnston, and today we're going to be discussing what has become a really important topic for JD Edwards users these days, and that's the topic of data and application lifecycle management. Joining me today is my colleague Cynthia Babb. Cynthia is part of our worldwide product marketing team for IBM's InfoSphere Optum Solutions. Hi, Cynthia, and thanks for taking time out to share your expertise with us today.
Absolutely. Thanks very much. Pleasure to be here, Steve.
Well, Cynthia, why don't we just jump right in? Can you start off by talking a little bit about what's going on with the JD Edwards community and what some of the issues are that they're currently facing?
Sure. Well, as many of our listeners may know, JD Edwards users come in all shapes, sizes, and types in terms of the organizations they work for, the industries that they serve. And like most other organizations, they're facing the same questions around big data, cloud computing. Information governance is another big topic that organizations are dealing with amidst all of the what I'll call the everyday challenges around data lifecycle management as it pertains to business critical applications such as JD Edwards. But this year and over the next few years, there's going to be, this marks a significant point in a number of JD Edwards organizations as they start looking at and facing the loss of some of their support from Oracle. So for many, a decision will need to be made in the next coming months and over the next year or so of what platform they'll be leveraging for their critical business processes as they move forward. Specifically, in December 2013, it's going to mark the end of support for JD Edwards XE, ERP 8. So, you know, the clock is ticking in order to avoid any disruptions to their enterprise application with no vendor support.
So certainly some big deadlines looming here. And, you know, for those organizations that are facing these deadlines that are coming up, I mean, what should they be thinking about? What are the next steps that they need to consider?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, certainly they need to assess their vulnerability of staying on if they're on an unsupported version of JD Edwards. They need to really assess their vulnerability as it pertains to that. More often than not, this is when they'll want to move forward with an application upgrade. You know, not only does it solve the vendor support issues I mentioned previously, there's also potential gains in performance, additional capabilities, additional improvements towards their business application. But what we found, though, as we talk to our clients and talk to customers, is that organizations often find this notion of an application upgrade quite daunting. In particular, there's the application downtime involved, which can really impact the business. So, you know, a lot of organizations, they try to stave off that process in order to not impact the business. But, you know, I caution those organizations to, you know, as you're looking to, you know, as you're postponing these types of upgrades and these types of improvements and projects, consider the impact to the business if something catastrophic were to occur to that application and there's no vendor support.
So certainly an important consideration there. For those who are facing these potential upgrade and or migration projects from one platform of JD Edwards to another, why is this so difficult? What makes it so hard, and how can organizations simplify these projects and ensure that they're successful?
Sure. You know, I think a lot of the angst we've seen, you know, with the organizations specifically calling out the organizations that are leveraging these applications that are running low on their timeline for support, specifically XE, ERP8. A lot of these organizations there, they have about 10 or so years worth of data in those JD Edwards environments since when they first installed them sometimes. And many are aware, and as I mentioned previously, one of the biggest parts of and JD Edwards application upgrade is that data conversion. And depending on the volume of data in that JD Edwards environment, that data conversion time will be measured in days, if not weeks. So I think that becomes often the biggest hurdle and the biggest daunting task that a lot of organizations face. But there is an antidote to this angst that I mentioned. You know, part of Oracle's upgrade methodology provides us with some best practices that helped the upgrade process go more smoothly. There was an Oracle white paper that was published a number of years back, Best Practices for Upgrading JD Edwards Enterprise One, and an important step in the section entitled upgrade your data, an important step is to archive historical, infrequently accessed data before you do the upgrade. So archiving can really play an important role to improving the success of your enterprise upgrade, application upgrade project.
So Cynthia, it's certainly interesting to me that we're talking about data archiving, because typically the use case most people think about is for dealing with the impact of data growth and managing data growth. But here, it's interesting to talk about it more in terms of supporting an upgrade. Can you talk a little bit more about how this really fits into the plans for an upgrade?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think what would best illustrate is maybe to give our listeners an example of how this worked for one of our clients. The one I'm thinking of is a global manufacturing organization. They leverage J.D. Edwards for obviously manufacturing, for shipping, for finance, for a lot of the business. They're leveraging J.D. Edwards since 2003. And since then, their system has grown tremendously, from 300 gigabytes all the way now surpassing the terabyte mark worth of information that was stored in their J.D. Edwards environment. And they came to the decision that they needed to upgrade. And this was for various reasons, one of which was the vendor support needs that I mentioned previously that I think a lot of our listeners who are J.D. Edwards owners will need to consider. But also, there were changes in business processes that happened since they first installed J.D. Edwards. They also wanted to take advantage of some of the new J.D. Edwards capabilities, new ways to access it, new functionality, new things that would bring them up to today's era of computing. But when they sat down and assessed the situation, they calculated it would take up to 8 business days to perform the application upgrade and the data conversion to the latest version of J.D. Edwards. And, I mean, that was 8 business days of downtime. And that amount of downtime, that amount of lack of availability to that business-critical application was really unacceptable to the business. So, they went back to the drawing board, reassessed, and what they came to do is by leveraging IBM's InfoSphere Optum solutions, they were able to archive the historical data, which still had value to the organization but was not used for the day-to-day operations. So they looked at it and they said, okay, what do we really need to keep in our production environment? What's necessary for the day-to-day, and what can be kept in an archive instance of the J.D. Edwards application. So by archiving it in such a way that it was accessible to the functional users, through means that they were already familiar with, whether it was through an archived version of J.D. Edwards or through third-party reporting tools, there was minimal training needed, which was a consideration. Here they're archiving data that still has value for those people that need it. They wanted to make sure it was accessible. So, but the critical thing, the end result that they really found was because they were able to archive historical data and a great amount of the historical data, their J.D. Edwards upgrade and data conversion was completed over a 3-day weekend, not the 5 to 8 days that they anticipated. They were able to get it done easily over a 3-day weekend, eliminating that need for downtime during business hours. And again, that was their primary focus of ensuring the availability of the application. But what they called their happy side effect was that by archiving the data and storing that archived data on Tier 2 storage, this provided them with estimated savings of $80,000 per year in storage costs because they were using cheaper storage for the volumes of historical data. And because they could leverage the pre-built connectors that InfoSphere Optum provided for J.D. Edwards, the archiving project was completed actually 3 weeks ahead of schedule, so it allowed them additional preparation time for the application grade project itself, allowed them with time for training and ensuring that that project was done successfully on time and on budget.
It's really interesting that, once again, you're looking at the value here from this archiving project supporting the upgrade was not just or as much the cost savings from storage and the associated benefits of managing the volume of data, but once again, the impact on, the reduction of downtime and such, which I think for a lot of folks, it's not usually what's top of mind when they think of it, the benefits of archiving. So it's very interesting. This has certainly been very helpful for me and our listeners as well. So I thank you very much, Cynthia, for joining us once again today. But before we let you go, we've touched on a lot of interesting topics here, especially around application upgrades and data archiving. Where can our listeners go to get more information on these topics?
For our listeners, I recommend going to our website at ibm.com/Optum. On that page, there are two areas, actually, in particular, that I want to point out to our listeners. The first one is check out the Gartner Database Archiving Market Report that's listed there. It can provide some insight on, you know, what is database archiving, what is the market like, and certainly can provide some insight on, you know, why IBM was selected as one of the leading vendors, and actually the leading vendor in that report, when helping organizations manage data growth and streamline lifecycle projects such as the application upgrades that we were talking about today for our JD Edwards clients here. The other area I would recommend and want to point out to our listeners is click on the Manage Data Growth link, and in the right margin of the Manage Data Growth page, there is a self-running demo of how InfoSphere Optum works to safely and intelligently archive data that's helping organizations improve application performance as well as improve and streamline application upgrade projects. There's a lot more, many more informative assets in that resources tab that's right there at the top of that page as well that I think the listeners would also find helpful as well.
Well, that's great, and I certainly invite all of our listeners to visit the IBM website. And once again, I'll repeat that URL. It's www.ibm.com/Optum, and certainly hope they'll take advantage of all those great resources. Well, Cynthia, once again, I thank you for your time and your insight. For our listeners, I thank you as well. Certainly hope you found this podcast to be informative, and certainly hope you'll join us again for our next podcast.